All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for your patience this morning. Several of us have been talking. We had, if you were here last week, kind of planned the same setup for this week, and just kind of feel led just of the Spirit to kind of even change gears yet again. And so I hope you're okay with that. We just are going to trust the Spirit in that. But I have had several opportunities to pray with brothers and sisters out here this morning. And I just want to say this, it's been a very heavy morning out here. There's been a lot of things going on, some that you're aware of and have seen, some that you haven't. But I find it no coincidence that today we were going to gather around in groups like we did last week. We did Psalm 54 last week. Psalm 55 was our psalm that we were going to be in. And I just want to read one verse and think that this is beyond coincidence of us hearing this morning. Before I do that, though, I want to share just a couple of prayer requests. Obviously, Mary Wadsworth that just left in the ambulance, thank you for your patience with that. Please pray for her. Pray God's healing over her. A good friend here that's been a regular, Heather, this morning came and told me of Robert Yeager. Some of you guys will know Robert, goes nicknamed Big Robert. If you've seen him here, a lot of times pulls up in a red van, kind of dark-headed fellow. He's been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. And I just want to say God has the final word over that. We want to pray for him. And so as you think about that this week, those are a couple that I could mention by name. Others I cannot, but I am grateful that we have a God that knows and is already at work. I was looking forward to today, getting in groups and sharing this. And even Ormond today, he brought a bag of Bibles and said, man, I want these to be up here. And if anybody needs to grab when we're around, and we'll do that next week. So, brother, thank you for doing that. Appreciate the heart in that and your sweet spirit. And always a smile, man. One of my favorites to see. But from that, all of this going on, I just be honest. I can't help but go to one verse in Psalm 55. And think we're all just supposed to be here together this morning, okay? Here's what it says, and I find it beyond coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence anyway. But listen to what this says. By the way, I want to share this word before I read this, because you're immediately going to hear one word and you're going to say, oh, that's not talking about me. It talks about the righteous, okay? Now, some of you right now are going to say, well, I can't be righteous because I drank too much. I said that word I shouldn't have said today. You know, whatever it is. You say, I'm not righteous. The only thing, listen to me, everybody look this way. The only thing that makes you or I righteous is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. That's it. You cannot be righteous on your own. You just can't. That's it. It doesn't matter if you and your mind think that you're doing nothing but good and no bad. Even your good has some kind of sin involved somewhere. There are motives sometimes that you say, I'm going to help this person, but you're doing it to see what you can get out of it or to make yourself feel better, right? You get what I'm saying? So no one is righteous. In fact, the word tells us that, not one, except through Jesus Christ. And so when you hear the word righteous, don't tune out and say, well, that's not me. If you have a relationship with Christ, you are righteous. All right? So listen to this words. It's a heavy day. We've had a lot of people say, you know, Keith, or go to somebody else, say, I have got to have someone pray for me because this is just crushing me. It's going on. It's killing me right now. Isn't God good? Listen to this. Cast your cares on the Lord. This is verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. You are righteous if you know God the Father through Jesus Christ. And if we cast our cares on Him, He is faithful to not let the righteous fall. It may not be in the timing that you want. It may not be wrapped in the package you want. But I am here to tell you the good news that He has got you. Is that not good this morning? On a heavy day when there have been literally 10 people that have come to me And that's not counting the ones that hadn't or gone to other people. It says, man, this is weighing me down. Cast your cares on the Lord. He cares for you. An urgent news bulletin. Jason has on an Alabama shirt. I am sorry. That just has never been seen before. Wow. Okay. Cast your cares on the Lord. See, it's a heavy day. There's things happening out here, right? All right. Well, let's do this. I want us to kind of experience this as a family. I'm just going to pray over the mic. Actually, I may get someone else to do that. But if you will you just kind of stand where you're at or gather around some people? You can put a hand on a shoulder, hold a hand. Don't hit nobody. Don't do anything like that. But just let's do this like a family. All right. All right, everybody's kind of gathered around, so I'll take this one today. But let's do this, and let's pray together. And as you think about it, think of these that we've mentioned this morning, that Robert, and you think of Mary. You think of others that if you've seen me praying with somebody, you don't even have to know their name. Just know there's been some heavy things this morning. Pray for others as they come to mind. As yourself, if there are things that you would say, man, I have just got this burden. Count yourself righteous if you know Jesus and say, God, I trust you that if I cast my cares on you, that you will not let me fall, that you've got me. Okay? That's a good thing. Let's pray together. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the family of God that is made possible in Jesus. Jesus, we say this all the time, you are really the pastor, the head of this church. We follow your lead. And so when you lead us to a place like this that may seem unconventional, even for an unconventional body like us, we trust you. We say that even in a time like this where it's a heavy day, there's been attacks, there's been disputes, things like that. We trust that you have still moved and operated in this place, Holy Spirit, that you have worked in our hearts, in our lives today. And those that we have prayed for, we do not pray as empty words that are bouncing off a ceiling somewhere or not reaching your throne or your ear. But Father, you hear as a loving Father looking down through Jesus' name at sons and daughters who, Father, we are living in a broken world. We have sickness. We have hurt. We have family situations, job situations, life situations, addictions, things that are being thrown our way that it feels like there is no hope. But Father, your word tells us today in one verse is all we need to say we cast our cares on you and we trust that you will not let the righteous, those that are in Jesus, fall. We trust in that today. I thank you for this family. I needed this family gathering today. Father, I pray that you've used me in others' lives like you've used them in mine today. We trust in that. We thank you for it. We bless your name, and we say thank you for being the head of this church and the head of this family. We love you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. If there's something you need, yeah, that's...